Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show.
I've heard of those guys, but they're my second favorite morning show.
Hey, your second favorite show. Let's be number two by the end of 2022, and you do your part. It all starts right now with Ali and her ADD News. Here we go.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Ooh, a quarter. I'm rich. Rich, I tell you.
So, Pig Heart won.
How is that possible? I'm looking at the text line. It all says dolphin junk, dolphin gine, dolphins. I can't say
dolphin
that on the air.
Dolphin gine.
I'm just reading the text line one after the next. But they add voted.
It'll
Pig
have
Heart.
To wait.
It's impossible.
Hashtag dolphin junk will have to wait. Okay. So this is the story of a man who just successfully received the world's first pig heart transplant, where the heart of a pig was put inside a human man's body, saving his life. It is a literal heartwarming story. The guy's name is David Bennett. He is from Maryland. He's a handyman, and he was told that this was his only option.
Oh, you say what's his name, David Bennett?
Yep.
Is that the same guy on line four? June, is this David Bennett?
Yes.
Hello, what? Sir. Hello, David
what?
Bennett?
Oh, man.
Oh, no. I wish we could go back and do the dolphin story. What would you have played if we had done the dolphin story?
Are we going to the hold on. What's the name of that? Is there a name in that story?
No, there's not. But they have just discovered that dolphins have
both sets of genitals.
Yes, they have both sets of genitals, and they're able to reach climax.
What?
The female ones.
They're so lucky.
In a pleasurable way?
Uh-huh. They have a little a C word.
Here to comment. Hold on. Yes, hold on. We have a horny dolphin on line six. Go ahead. See, Allie? We recovered for both stories. Don't worry. Don't worry which dumb story you were going to share with us. Aren't there bigger things happening in the world?
Yeah, this is a huge story, this pig transplant, because this is revolution. This is like a revolution in the medical community. They told this guy, and I don't know what kind of health insurance he had, where they were like, this is your only option.
Odyssey communication.
Was this guy a huge guy? like...
They said that he wasn't eligible, or for some reason his medical condition didn't qualify him for a human heart.
Right, because the wait list for a human heart is
like really long.
Yeah, it's like Soho House, Malibu. Good luck.
Right.
Is this Allie's like little thing? Like, you know, you would get a discounted heart if you take a pig's heart,
probably.
But it'll work equally as good?
If it works, I mean, I'm just saying.
That's totally
if it's a cheaper
such an El Cheapo move.
Yeah.
But
would you still eat pig? Serious question. A pig heart is what is keeping you alive. Do you stop eating?
That is weird.
Bacon.
Well, here's the thing. If you continue eating bacon, there will continue to be more donors.
Oh, I see. Because you're actually making it so there's more pig hearts available.
Exactly.
Huh.
So you're kind of helped because this is going to help the heart transplant shortage if they can continue giving pig hearts to people.
I would imagine if you're having a heart transplant, probably bacon should be one of the foods you cut off your list anyway. But just the idea
that this man ate so much bacon that he needed a pig heart in order to survive.
Right. That's like the irony of all ironies. But I just wonder, would I feel like to thank the pig community for saving my life, giving me life, would I stop eating pork? I feel like you'd have to do it.
Really?
Right?
You would?
I mean, I wouldn't, but I would imagine some people should in this
situation. Poor pig gave his heart so you could eat some more bacon.
Well, yeah.
Like,
but
this
he
guy
didn't do
has a new lease on life now.
Like,
true.
Would you eat that pig? Like, here's another follow-up
would
question.
Would you eat the pig?
The pig whose heart you're using.
I think you'd have to.
Because that's like the ultimate honor. If you think about like what the old Native Americans would do, they would use every part. They
were
like, we're using every part of the
buffalo. And how would like PETA feel about that? Because you don't want to waste the animal.
Yeah.
And if you're not wasting, you're like, hold on, guys. Yes, I ate all this bacon, but we used the heart to save a life. Take that, PETA. Boom.
Juan, you're on K-Rock this morning. Hello.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Going fine. What can we do for you?
Oh, not much. I was just listening. I actually was just reading this story yesterday because I've worked in a cardiac ICU for about 9 years.
Uh-huh.
And we do a bunch of transplants for, I actually work in a pediatric transplant center. So
hold on one second. Well, let me just, you work for 9 years in the ICU in a cardiac unit?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
What is the dumbest thing we've said in the last 3 minutes?
With an intelligent human being. Yeah.
Why are you listening?
Yeah.
I think I missed some of it because I was calling him and switched over to my Bluetooth. But that pig transplant is pretty cool. I mean, the first pediatric to pediatric heart transplant was actually performed in 85, and it was a baboon heart. Actually, I'm sorry. 85 was a baboon heart to a little girl named Baby Faye. You can actually look up a documentary on YouTube.
Oh, we don't need to, sir. Faye. She's on the phone right now.
Oh, Baby no. Faye.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Hi, Faye.
Beautiful. It sounds like it's working well.
We have all the exclusives this morning.
Let me finish. And that heart transplant was actually successful. However, the patient died a few weeks later from an unrelated infection.
Oh, God.
But because of that, the next year they were able to do a real, like, a heart transplant from a pediatric patient to another pediatric patient. But during that time, like, it was really controversial, and the surgeon who did it would receive death threats and all kinds of activism from PETA. So I'm interested.
Well, yeah,
to see
you have to be kind of a Frankenstein mindset in order to think of that.
Yeah,
like,
but it's
hey
a beautiful
guys, let's
thing.
Try a baboon.
It's a beautiful thing what's going on. I mean, so you're a fan of that. I just want to be clear, as a guy that actually has expertise in this field and has witnessed lives being saved on a regular basis, you are pro any heart that we can get that works, right?
I mean, at this point, there's so many people waiting for hearts.
Right.
It would be really interesting to see how we can give somebody a heart that, you know, doesn't require somebody else dying.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Thank you for calling, Juan. Thank you for listening.
What expert would have called in if we had done the dolphin clitoris story?
Well, Allie, you know what? It's only one way to find out. We still have another ADD News to get to in the next hour.
All right.
So
you got vaxxed. You got double vaxxed.
I hope there's
you
a dolphin
boosted.
Gynecologist who's listening to the show right now that calls in next hour.
This is revolutionary. So you got vaxxed. You got double vaxxed. You got boosted. And then you got COVID. And now you're thinking to yourself, what the hell do I do now? Omicron seemingly has been impervious to the vaccines that are currently out there. But now Moderna and Pfizer have both announced that they are working on an Omicron-proof vaccine. Now, Moderna has given no ETA, but Pfizer has been ballsy and said, hey, March, guys, March is the goal. So if you've just gotten your booster, congrats. You will have yet another vaccine to get in a couple of months. And I really wonder if this is going to keep knocking us on our ass every time we get a vaccine or a booster, or if they're going to get better. Like, are they going to get better or worse as time goes? Because it seems like the booster is worse.
It's a whole gamble. I'm telling you right now, I had zero reaction to the booster.
Yeah, I slept all day, too.
Zero.
Because it wasn't real.
Excuse me, Julie.
Yeah.
Are you implying that I got a phony booster?
I wouldn't doubt it. I'd put money on it.
All right. Well,
I went to
go to the shadiest of places, man.
It's not the first. First of all, not the shit.
Wasn't it a guy in a Hawaiian shirt that gave you the booster? Or what was the story?
No, you're talking about the guy that was wearing the Adidas track pants that gave me the COVID test.
Oh, right.
Yes. I understand why I've had some shady run-ins with a lot of the people through this process.
That saline injection I got gave me no reaction.
All I'm saying is I feel fine right now. It's been 48 hours plus.
Right. All right. Instagram is at it again. They're trying to push some new features on us to add into the mix to keep everyone's digital addictions in full swing. This is yet another reimagining of the like button that they're trying out. They are testing out private likes on Instagram story only. So only you can see the likes. And if you've been selected for this new private like feature, you're already seeing a way to double tap on somebody's story in order to like somebody's story. But I feel like people are using Instagram story to get away from the stupid hard post like. I think people are moving away from that. I don't think a lot of people are hard posting at all on Instagram anymore. Everyone wants to do a story because it goes away.
I actually have that feature already where people can react to mine with those little hearts like my stories, and it's super weird.
What kind of hearts? Human hearts or pig hearts?
Pig hearts.
Well, that's where it's at. All right, calm down. Thank you. All right, we'll take ourselves a quick break.
What did we learn here?
Nothing at all. Something about dolphins having sex, but we're going to get into that next hour, I guess, on the show. Well, why did you join us? Why? We're not exactly sure. We appreciate it, though, and good news for you. Cash Baby coming up in just a moment. Your chance, $100,000. $100,000 for the way after this.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.